Derek, what are you looking at?
Okay, so I'm going to bring it back home onto the JSE. One of my favorite stocks that I've called a couple of times through the course of the last 12 to 18 months is Sibanye. You know, I think the recent news, and I think it's just actually generally the platinum palladium space within the JSE actually looks quite interesting fundamentally right now. They've been very much out of favor over the last sort of 3 weeks while that SA Inc. basket took a bit of a trot. You know, we got an announcement last week that Sibanye are going to do a share buyback with about 5% of their issued shares. Looking at their last operating statement that they released, I mean, the cash flow generation is significant in this counter. You know, obviously, you're going to get a bit of volatility in the underlying commodity prices, palladium coming off its highs after breaching through that 3,000 level. But certainly, even sort of at 2.8 at the moment on the palladium price, this is a huge cash generator, and I certainly think that even at 65 odd rand where it is, I think where it's settled today, it's giving you an opportunity to ride it further, and I do see it kind of making new highs at some point during the course of this year.
Okay. Garion, what about you? Because there's a question asking what Thungela's share code is on Easy Equities, and this is your stock pick this evening. To go long or short, because it didn't have a very good day today.
Yeah, it didn't have a good day today. No, it's definitely to go long. Although I understand why people are going short. Sure, Anglo-Americans obviously spinning off their coal assets. So the ticker is TGA. They're spinning off their coal assets, and I think everyone is just dumping the stock at the moment. There's also a news story out around Boatman Capital, who's a short seller who has said that they haven't provisioned enough for their cleanup. They're saying that they needed to provision around 6.45 billion for rehabilitation, and Anglo hasn't done that. Market Funnies come out and said this is way over and above, and I get the sense that, you know, with the short sellers, sometimes it's good enough to get a lot of media headlines and cause a little bit of panic, especially around you know, unbundling like this. So yeah. I think it closed just below 22 rand a share. You know, we've got a fair value from sell side analysts at 33 rand a share. So I think there's decent upside in the company. I do get the sense that you know, maybe there's a couple of hedge funds messing around with the share price, plus the retail flow pushing the share price down. Whereas, yes, it's a dirty coal asset, and but it's got good export markets, and it's you know, it's a well-run business. It comes out of the Anglo stable, obviously, and we live in a country that needs coal. Come on, so I think worth picking up under 22 rand a share.
Yeah,
looking for probably above 30 to get out.
Yeah, and its customers also include China and India, and they certainly need coal with all the coal-fired power stations they've been building. Okay, gents, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, Derek, Gary. Nice to see you both. Gary Boyson's from Rand Swiss, Derek Janssen van Rensburg is from Anchor, and I'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.